For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
The U.S. government has been pressuring U.N. agencies to renounce needle exchanges and other harm reduction programs. In opposing needle exchanges and refusing to fund such programs, the U.S. government increases the spread of AIDS and hepatitis C. Fortunately, the U.N. Joint Committee on HIV/AIDS endorsed needle exchanges in its progress report issued June 29th. Unfortunately, the U.N. Office on Drugs and Crime, known as UNODC, dropped its support for needle exchanges in its annual report issued the same day. UNODC's stated goals have a merit: getting injection drug users to stop injecting, getting other users to stop using, getting sexually active people to stop having unprotected sex. Yet, there are no immediate miracles. In the meantime, people are dying. The bottom line: condoms and clean needles save lives and help prevent disease. The U.S. government may have lost a battle, but all of humanity won. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Let's talk seriously about the drug war. Drug legalization advocates claim that they have the constitutional right to do coke off a knife at their PTA meetings. But the reality is that the government's greatest responsibility is to protect its citizens. America is leading a global war to rid society of the cancer that is drug addiction. Drugs and drug addiction spread crime and corruption and undermine freedom and justice. We see this to be true in places like Mexico, Colombia, Afghanistan, and many places here at home. So we must be vigilant, and we must be victorious. This mission will take courage and sacrifice. Many look at the growing number of arrests each year and ask, is it worth the sacrifice? It is worth it. We are removing a source of violence and addiction and laying a foundation of prosperity and hope. History teaches us that a society cannot survive if it is corrupt and decadent. The government's commitment to the American people is that this great nation will not fall. We will defend our freedom. Prosperity and hope cannot exist in a society enslaved by addiction. It is worth it, and it is vital to our nation's future and indeed the future of the global community. The government fights so that we can be free. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
I think Winston's been reading too many of Little W's speeches. The DOT award to any drug warrior willing to come on our programs now stands at $1,000. This amount is offered to any police captain or above, any judge or district attorney, any agent of the DEA, CIA, or Justice Department who will visit Cultural Baggage and clarify the need for eternal drug war. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.